Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Sammy, Marie, and Penelope. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hi to Eric, Paige, and Wesley from Canmore, Alberta, Heidi and Emily from Vancouver, BC, Savannah and Ellie from the magical, mystical woods, Autumn from Pennsylvania, Miles and Maris from Wallingford, Connecticut, Leo, Walt, and Gus from Charlottesville, Virginia, and Quilla from BC, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on the Spy Kid team. We could not stop those purple ninjas without you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. Sammy, Penelope, and Maria were all mermaids that lived deep, deep in the ocean. They lived with a whole family and a whole city of merpeople. These mermaids were really cool because they helped keep the ocean safe. And do you know what? Something terrible happened. Many, many years ago, somebody accidentally lost the key to their castle. And so for years, their castle has been locked and nobody has been able to get inside. So they've all had to build smaller homes and put outside of the protection of their castle. And so Sammy, Penelope, and Maria thought today would be a good day to go hunting for the key. "All right, Mom, we'll be back later," Penelope shouted. You see, the key was something that everyone in the whole Mer Kingdom knew about, but no one had ever found it. It had been years that it was missing. But Sammy, Penelope, and Maria believed that they had found a clue the other day that could point them in the right direction. "All right, girls, well, you have fun and be safe and don't stay out too late." Sammy pulled something out of her pocket. You see, yesterday, Sammy had found part of a clue. You see, a long, long time ago, back when the key was first lost, the person who lost it was their Papa Joe. Yeah, Papa Joe was one of the mermaids a long time ago, and his job was to hold on to the key. And one of the times that he went out with the key, he thinks he remembers putting it in his pocket, and then he can't remember what happened there. But he also remembers putting a big Jolly Rancher candy inside of his pocket with that key. And do you know what Sammy found? She found a Jolly Rancher candy way, way, way deep down in between a bunch of rocks. And so Sammy, Penelope, and Maria had a plan. They thought that Papa Joe must have had a hole in his pocket, and the key and the Jolly Rancher must have fallen out down that big canyon down there. And so today they were going to go explore and look for this missing key. "All right, guys, let's start heading this way." As they swam towards where she found that piece of candy, it was getting deeper and deeper. Maria said, "I don't know about this, guys. It's getting pretty dark. And did you bring any flashlights?" "Right here," Sammy said. Sammy was always prepared for everything that they needed. She pulled out three flashlights. Click, click, click. They turned all three of their lights on and started to explore. "Oh, all right. That's a lot better. Let's keep going." "See, right here," Sammy said, "this is where I found that piece of candy. And you see, Jolly Rancher candies, they are pretty unusual down here in the ocean. And so for us to find one here must mean, I bet this is Papa Joe's candy." "All right. Well, let's start looking around here and then we can maybe go a little deeper." Nothing. There was nothing in all those rocks. They spent an hour looking between all the rocks and flipping over the ones that they could move, but nothing. Let's ask some of the creatures down here. Hey, Mr. Crab, how are you doing?
Oh, hello. What? I'm good. Well, what do you want? I'm in a hurry. But what do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Crab. Well, we're looking for a key. Have you ever seen a key down here that might have been here a long time ago or something?
A key? Is it shiny?
Oh, yeah. Most keys are pretty shiny.
Oh, well, I don't know, but I'm in a hurry, and maybe you can ask somebody else. Bye.
That was strange. Mr. Crab usually isn't in that much of a hurry. Hey, Mr. Crab, Penelope shouted. What? Can I ask why you're in such a hurry?
Because I'm looking for really shiny things, and I am in a hurry. All right, bye.
He's looking for really shiny things. That's kind of strange. Well, wait a second. Maria, do you have any idea what the key looks like? Have you ever seen a picture around here?
Yeah. I remember seeing an old picture of the key in one of our family pictures. Let's go check it out.
The three of the mermaids swam back up to the house to look for that picture. And sure enough, in the background, they could see Papa Joe holding that key in his hand. And it was really shiny. They thought, ooh, I wonder if we bring this to Mr. Crab. He might have accidentally taken it or something. And I bet he might remember it if we showed him a picture. Let's go. They grabbed the picture and headed back to find Mr. Crab. It took a while to find him because he wasn't in the same place. But eventually, if you follow a crab's tracks, they always lead back to Mr. Crab.
Oh, hey, Mr. Crab.
Hey, hello. What's up?
Well, you see, we remember we're looking for that key. And we found this picture here. And this picture shows what the key looks like. Can we show it to you and see if you've ever seen it?
Sure.
What was that?
What does it look like?
Oh, right here. Mr. Crab looked at the picture very closely. And then his eyes got very, very big.
Yes, I think I have seen that key before.
Oh, you're kidding. That's amazing. Where did you see it?
Well, you see, the reason I find shiny things is because I have to bring them to this scary, scary monster. Because he likes really shiny things, and I think I brought that key to him a long time ago.
You what? Mr. Crab began to tell the mermaids about this scary monster that lives deep, deep in the ocean and demands that Mr. Crab bring him shiny things or else something terrible will happen. So I guess that's why Mr. Crab has been collecting all these shiny things for so long. Oh, gosh, Mr. Crab, I'm so sorry that's been happening to you. Well, let's go see if we can talk to this guy and see if we can get this sorted out.
I don't know if you want to do that. He's really, really scary.
It's okay, Mr. Crab. Let's go, girls. The three mermaids followed Mr. Crab to where he said this scary, scary monster lived.
He's in there.
Oh, in that? Okay. Hello, is anyone there?
Who's out there? Did you bring me something shiny?
What? No, but could we talk to you for a second?
Oh, why, certainly. But I'm not going to come outside.
Why won't you come out?
Because I'm a big scary monster. And yeah, I only talk to people.
Okay, well, we're looking for this shiny key.
and we need it back, and Mr. Crab thinks he brought it to you.
I have a lot of keys, but there's no way that you're gonna get this key.
Mr. Crab, Maria asked, have you ever met this scary creature before?
No, I haven't, but his voice is very, very scary.
Wait, you've never seen this creature before, but he's making you do all these crazy things?
Yes,
Mr. Crab said. Wait a second, I have an idea. I bet we could trick that creature into coming out. Penelope, do you have anything shiny in your pocket?
Yeah, I have this bracelet.
It's a toy bracelet, it's not real.
But it is very shiny.
Perfect. All right, well, let's set this right outside the door. And let's see if we can get that scary creature to come out, just to see who we're dealing with. The three mermaids and Mr. Crab hid behind some rocks. They had to wait and see what on earth was in that hole. And it didn't take very long. I think the creature inside must have seen the shimmer from the light and came outside to get the bracelet.
What? That is the scary creature?
The three mermaids could not believe their eyes. Even though that scary creature had a scary voice, that scary creature was one teeny tiny shrimp.
A shrimp? Hey you, hold on.
What do you think? I didn't know somebody was here, but what do you want?
Well, first off, you need to stop being so mean to Mr. Crab and making him do things for you like this. This is terrible. And secondly, we need our key back right now, Sammy said with her arms against her hips.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
And that teeny tiny shrimp ran back in his cave, and we could hear him digging through all the different shiny things that he had found, and he came out with the key.
The key!
Penelope shouted. They couldn't believe their eyes. And Mr. Crab was very thankful that this scary creature was not scary, and he didn't have to do any of these shiny jobs for him anymore. The three mermaids were so excited to bring this lost key back to their city.
They saved the day. The castle was opened, and all the mermaids could go back home again.
The end.
I am so glad that you are a part of the Kid Short Stories family. If you have an idea for a story, or if you want me to shout out your name on an episode, there's only one thing that you need to do. You need to go to kidshortstories.com and fill out one of those forms, either the kid shout out forms or the story idea submissions, and I would love to say your name in an episode. We'll see you next time. Bye.